Thank you for holding. Is this Jeffrey?
This is he.
Hi, Jeffrey. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a good morning so far.
Excellent.
That's what I like to hear. Let's see here. Okay. So I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Kyle. He asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions about the placement on Google aside from just the pricing?
I mean, what's going to be most beneficial for me is getting an email with that I can actually read and look at the information on my own time since I'm relatively busy. I probably only have about 5-10 minutes to talk right now. But, I mean, the pricing is going to be definitely the most important. And then after that would be, is there, you know, contractor's term, or if there's something that can be canceled, you know, after, you know, month to month.
Yeah, so it's month to month, no long-term contract. The pricing with the discounts applied would be $299. So you're looking at about $10 a day to be a top recommended handyman for this county.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we list you for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases. So you can actually select what you're found for. You don't have to be listed just as a handyman service. You can get more specific with the services. That way it kind of casts a net, gives you additional opportunities throughout the month. But a big reason why we called you is we saw that you were already using HomeAdvisor, and HomeAdvisor by Angie uses this type of marketing to get the leads that they sell currently. So it would just be like cutting out your middleman and listing you independently. That way the customers can call you directly as a live call, rather than you having to pay per lead for leads that are going to 3 or 4 other people.
Yes, that is probably why I'm going to leave Angie before I even started, because their sales rep was very deceptive in how they explained that to me.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. I've been here 10 years, so when I started, they were called Service Magic. So I've heard some crazy stories. I've even helped some people find lawyers. So, yeah.
Point. I'm only at 100, so I'll probably use their 300 credit and then dump them.
Right. Well, I mean, Google's been around for a long time. I mean, we've been around since 2004. Google's been around since 96. So, I mean, their ads are proven. You know, their placements are proven methods of getting people business. You can even see the guys that are up there, like House Doctors Handyman or 404 ATL Handyman. I mean, these guys are doing great. They got 5-star reviews. They're getting jobs and calls consistently on a daily basis.
Yeah. I mean, that's almost where I'm at right now, because I think I actively maintain 70 clients, but I have a list of over 150 that have either used me in the past or used me regularly. So that keeps me relatively busy. So, I mean, I'm not sure how much more work I could take on. I mean, probably an extra 5 or 10 clients a month at most.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, especially if you start becoming regulars, that's just not sustainable in terms of growing my client base too much.
Right. And we don't want to obviously have you receiving calls that you can't take on either. But that's why the services are month to month. You know, you can develop your pipeline, and then obviously, you know, you're able to get these people to continue to use your service. Then, you know, you won't have a problem, you know, maintaining clients, and you don't have to come back and use it long term. You know, it's just 90% of the searches start and stop here. So, you know, if you're in a position where you're even considering doing a HomeAdvisor program, you know, you might have the capacity to take on a little bit more, and that's why we were circling to you or aiming towards you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense. I guess another question I have, because honestly, today I've received 2 other calls from people who've competing business models to Angie. Do y'all build a website for me, like another one that I talked to today would, like a 5-page website that has photos of views?
I can. Okay. Yeah, if that's a deciding factor for you. I mean, if you're willing to come on board with us today, I can even upgrade your package to this platinum service. So let me do you get texting on this number?
I do, yes.
Here, give me a second. I know you're short on time, but I want you to see this.
Okay.
Okay, here's the link.
I'm going to probably read this in more detail this evening.
Okay. Well, what I was saying is I know we're calling out on it, so basically once I hang up with you, they're going to send me the next guy until we fill the spot. I can put you on that platinum package for the $299 pricing structure, and that one includes the optimized landing page, which is a .com website. So we'd like purchase the URL, develop all your content, and host it for you. And then I'll also waive your setup fee. So it's an $898 value because it has all those additional directories, and then it's $599 each month after that. I would get you that for $299 out the door, and then we'll lock in that rate. So if you decide to come back next month, it's not going to go back up to $599. You'll actually save that $300 every month.
Right, right. I mean, I'm definitely not in a position right now to give you a definite answer. So, I mean, I think you probably should go ahead and call the next person. But, I mean, I'll read up on it and compare it to the other offer. And, you know, I understand that if I call you back and you've already filled it, that I'm SOL. But, I mean.
Right. Yeah, you want to make sure it's a premier Google partner, too, and check their credentials before you sign up for anything. Because even if it's just $10, it's too much if you're not getting a good return.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
I texted you my contact. Yep. Sorry, you're cutting out a little bit. I think it's just because you have me on speaker.
Yeah, my phone's starting to act up, which is relatively new, so we'll see what's wrong with that. But yeah, I've got you off now. Yeah, I mean, I'll look into that, and I'll give you a call back. What are y'all in Georgia, or?
No, we're a Google partner. We're next to Google. We're here in California. In Orange County, California.
Oh, okay. So y'all will be open until like 8 o'clock my time then.
Seven. We get out 4 Pacific Standard, so 7 your time.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I should be finishing up my jobs early today, so I'll have time to review that long before 7. So I mean, I can get back to you today with a definite yes or no. And once again, I do understand that you may have already filled it by the time I call you back.
Right, right. Okay, that sounds totally fine to me. If you dial that extension 544, that'll come straight through to me, and then I can give you a definitive answer as well on the availability. So that way you don't got to go through the whole customer service or my rep, giving you the spiel.
Right, and then are y'all able to... Because I know he was talking about a radius, only have it be search optimized for a specific area given the location of the computer it's searching.
Yeah, so SEO is just a part of our service. So like we do SEO, but what we're calling about is Google Places and Google Ads. So those, I mean, if money's no object to you, we could literally have it shown wherever you want. Home Advisor by Angie's, their program is $6 million a month. They do it all over the U.S. So obviously money's an object. So, but with the campaign that I have you set at, the platinum package for $299, you could cover up to a 55-mile radius from where Google sends your PIN verification letter. So that radius would basically be around that Citadel Drive address that you have.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, all this is happening very quickly, and I really like to read through everything for the most part before agreeing, and especially after Angie issues. But
I can understand that. You know, it's you have bad experience, and you're like, hey, I want to think twice. You know, so that makes
right,
sense.
Right, yeah.
You know, I waited
at this point. You know, $100 down versus $300 down. So you know, we're getting $100 is nothing, but you know, we're starting to get above that, and it becomes a sunk cost. So,
right? Yeah. Well, I mean, getting nothing is crazy. I mean, you got to think this is normally $898 the first month, and then $599 each month after that. And guys are able to offset that and continue to use it each month. So, with all these discounts applied, I'm kind of putting you in a position where you should be able to not just make back what you're investing with us, but with Home Advisor, and still be in good position to be able to come back for the following months. You know, we have to do that. With a month-to-month service, if you're not making money, we're not making money. You're going to cancel us.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand that. I understand how it works. I'm just trying to run numbers in my head while thinking how many new jobs I could fit into each month and whether
that profit would offset. Yeah. How many jobs do you think we would have to bring you in order to offset $299?
I mean, one and a half jobs would
do it.
Would pay for that. But it kind of depends, because
really,
I mean, if
a house for less than 200.
I see, for existing clients, I'll usually do 2 days a week where I pack, you know, four or five jobs for all the little extraneous things and just do like $60 visits, for little short, quick things. But for the most part, you know, most of my week is anywhere between
these would be new
two
clients.
And 8 hour jobs.
Yeah, these are new clients. These aren't existing ones. So, you know, and we always
recommend
our guys hold their price too. You know, we don't want you to go traveling 15, 20 miles down the road for something that's not going to make sense, you know. It'd be a waste of time. So you do want to take a cherry-picking method to this. You're kind of in a position where you're going to get a volume of calls, and you just kind of pick and choose what you do and don't want. You know, if you can't service them, there's other options available to them.
Right, right. And I know everyone's been complaining about not being able to get their hands on a handyman. So I know there's no shortage of work.
So just to put things into perspective, there is a system called Google Analytics. I don't know if you heard of that before, but it's free. The keyword handyman, just in Atlanta, has 1,812 searches in the last 30 days. You're talking about a 50 to 55 mile radius. So, you know, that's a lot bigger than just covering Atlanta. I mean, just having you listed on the first page in Atlanta alone would have your head spinning with opportunity.
Yeah, and probably at that point raise my rates so I can get fewer people that are interested and make more money. But
quality over quantity, absolutely. I mean, but the way you hold your price is by being exposed to volume. The only reason guys drop their price usually is because it's like, hey, it's either I get this job or I get no job. So,
right. Yeah,
so you don't have to do that when you're on the first page. You know, these guys are in a position where everybody with a cell phone that types in handyman is getting them as the top option. So all they got to do is click on their name and it's ringing.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. I definitely have to get some more things squared away, like get additional liability insurance so I can list that on the website and probably go ahead and get a business license prior to having a web page.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, you want to tread lightly. As a handyman, there are certain things you could do, and there's certain things that you can't do without licensing, you know. So that's why we have to customize your campaign to fit what you're able to take. And then obviously in the meantime, you continue to grow. Don't just put yourself up there, take on the jobs, and not expand yourself to get the licensing and stuff. Those are internal decisions I hope every entrepreneur or business owner does, because it's just going to open the opportunities for you, you know. More opportunity you have, better your chances are of becoming a long-term established company in the area. So, but these placements, you know, that they're not always available, and they do give them to the other two Google Premier partners as well. So they're going to be calling out on the spot until it fills. You know, the last time we've had availability in Atlanta for a handyman was over 9 months ago. So it's, you know, that was like mid-April. So it's not like every day we could just slap you up there. Home Advisor, what they did is they noticed, hey, instead of giving people those spots and trying to be a Google partner, why don't we buy a spot and then I can sell these leads as many times as I want for however much I want to whoever I want. And that's basically what they do, and the entrepreneurs end up getting the short end of the stick.
Right. I mean, anytime you put a middleman in there, yeah, that happens.
So this is going straight to the source. I mean, the customers would call you directly as a live call. It's not coming to us and then us dispatching it to three or four other people. It doesn't work like that. It's kind of like a digital billboard. You know, you pay for the billboard for the month. The business that comes with it goes to you. They dial that number. We don't interfere with it. We don't touch it. So you're just strictly paying for the placement and the hosting of your site.
Okay. No, that makes sense. And then you said that it would be I'd be the sole person for the region. Is it a region I select, like a certain radius
Well,
that
you're
correct, or is it?
Yeah, so you're automatically going to cover within a 20-mile radius of where your business is located. As per the ad, you can put the ad in any county, city, or zip code that you like specifically. So that one's a bit more cookie-cutter-ish. With the PIN verification, like your Google Places placement and your SEO efforts, those are based off your geographic location. So if we PIN verified you at the 1313 Citadel Drive Northeast, you're going to automatically cover about a 20-mile radius from that address as, you know, one of the guys on that map there.
Right. And is there any way to lower that? Cause...
We could shrink it. I mean, we can put negative keywords in there. So if there's, like, areas that you don't want to go to, we do that as well, keep people safe. Or if there's a part of town that you don't want to go to, could also hide your address, too. Those are just part of our negative keywords and negative display model, so that way that, you know, business owner's not dealing with anybody that he doesn't want to deal with or going anywhere he doesn't want to go.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that all makes sense. Trying to think whether I want to just go ahead and drop the $299. I haven't gotten the pricing model from the others, but then again, I don't know if they have SEO services as well.
Yeah, SEO is easy to find. I mean, you can hire an SEO guy, you know, $100, $149 a month, you know. We started out as an SEO company, but we would cover your bases there, and I wouldn't even really put a lot of eggs in one basket when it comes to SEO. Like, if you look up Handyman Atlanta, the guys that are up there now in the organic SEO section is like Yelp, Home Advisor, top 25 handyman services. You're already on that list. House Doctor, Thumbtack, Angie. So, and then the main guy showing up organically is at the bottom of the page, Doggone Handy. Then you start getting another small business, Atlanta Handyman. And you got Mr. Handyman, Sandy Springs, right? So, you know, that's towards the bottom half. I mean, they're feeding on anything that would basically go past these guys in the ads and places section and go past the Yelp and the Home Advisor listing. I mean, SEO is not going to beat out what you're doing now. What's going to beat out what you're doing now is the Google Places and the Google Ads. That's where you'll be able to see enough return on investment to say, hey, I don't need Home Advisor anymore if people are calling me on a regular basis off the Google listing. So even though we do your SEO, that's not really a selling point here in this conversation. The selling point is the Google Places availability, the ad, building your .com website. Those are the things that are of value now.
Okay.
Yeah, and SEO takes a while too, by the way. So, like, you wouldn't even see your SEO placements from us until about 60 days. Those wouldn't really kick in until, like, the second month. And any SEO company that tells you otherwise is just lying to you. You know, it takes a long time for SEO to work. It's a lot of directory submissions and backlinking and meta tagging, whereas if you have these ads and these places placements, you know, you'll be able to see ROI in the first month. It takes about 7 to 10 days to get it all up and running, client interview done, website built.
Right, right.
So if I signed you up today, you wouldn't even start receiving calls until about this time next week, to be transparent with you.
And that's assuming I can get all the information to you in a very timely fashion and get
right.
It
well, I mean,
stuff.
I would
yeah.
try to get you into a client interview. Let me see if I have availability today. But you said you already requested a PIN verification or no?
I have not. I mean, you're
okay.
Essentially the only person I've talked to in detail about this. The other person transferred me over in 2 minutes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so a PIN verification is like a postcard they send you in the mail. If I sent it today, it's saying that FedEx Express could get it to you in 3 to 5 days. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, yeah, like – Tuesday next week, Monday, Tuesday next week. It's a postcard in the mail, 5-digit code in the back of it. We verify it. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. Prior to then, I could have a client interview done today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule allows. So that way, once we get that PIN, you know, it's as simple as verifying you. We already have the optimization set up, and we already have the keywords planned, the area plan, and your website up and running. Just a matter of launching the campaign and going live with it. So we'd still be on
right.
time for that 7 to 10 day timetable.
Okay. yeah, I'm still just running numbers in my head because I'm trying to see $3,600 a year. I would have to increase income by at least double that.
So look, I'll be walking you through this as we go. If 2 months down the line you want to do a year prepay, we can prorate it, you know, and I could give you, you know, a deal on the year. So it wouldn't end up costing you that much. It's in our best interest, too, to renew for the year on somebody that we've already built their site, PIN verified, already started generating reviews, implemented review monitoring. It's a lot easier to keep working with somebody we're already working with than to start all over from scratch like we'd be doing here.
Okay.
So I could get you a deal of like $2,500 for the year, and if you're already 2 months deep, we could prorate it. So we'll have that conversation down the line. We got to get you there first, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, that sounds perfectly reasonable. Honestly, I that sounds pretty darn good so far.
If you could do anything with Home Advisor, Jeffrey, you'll love this. It's apples
okay,
and oranges. I mean, you compare them side by side, you'll probably cancel that one before you know it.
Oh, yeah. No, I already am definitely going to cancel that one as soon as I've used up my credit. There's no way I'm sticking with them. But, yeah. Yeah, let's just go ahead and do this.
You're going to love it. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. So I got to I have to create your Google business page. So this is just the information that the customers are seeing at the point of doing the search. I have a lot of the information here, but I just want to verify. So the 1313 Citadel Drive Northeast in Atlanta, 30324, I could send your Google PIN verification letter there?
Yes.
Okay. And then, like I said, 3 to 5 days when we express it. So we're going to express it to you. When you get that, I need you to call me right away. So I'm going to give you my direct number and extension here as well. Oh,
I think
you already
you just
have
texted it to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let me go back. All right. Jeffrey Wise. And you're just going to have the business listed under your name? Or did you have a business name you wanted to use?
No, just under my name. DBA is
okay.
An extra cost every year.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So let's go, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
And then you don't got to worry about trademarking your own name, huh?
Right, right. It's already a popular clothing designer, I think. There used to be a Jeffrey Weiss store in a mall near me.
That's what I thought it was. I was like, I feel like I've heard this name before. I didn't know if it was that I talked to you before or that I've seen it around. I was like, what the heck? But I checked the notes while we were talking in the beginning. It's the first time we spoke with you. So I was like, oh, okay. All right. And then
yeah.
We're going to have to send you everything in writing because of the discounts that I've applied. So that way it's you have it in writing that it's Platinum Package $299 and that I waive that setup fee for you. So what's the business email address that I could send that to?
Which I need to probably make a separate business email address. But right now it's just so you have the spelling of my name in front of you?
Jeffrey.
Yeah. So it's my first name .max. My last name at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. You're already a Gmail user. And then this email, it's not going to be given out or displayed even on the site. What we do on the site is we create a contact us form. If they do want to email you, they fill it out, and it'll automatically forward to that email without them actually seeing the email address. So if that's
Excellent.
Any of your concern, okay. Just want to make sure that you knew
no,
that.
No, the fewer random lists I can get signed up for, the better.
Okay. Let me update this. And then your street address, do you want that hidden or displayed?
Hidden.
Okay. So it'll just say Atlanta.
I don't want people knowing where I store tools.
Right. Exactly. So I'm pro Second Amendment myself, so that would be a bad idea to show up uninvited to my house. I got two baby boys. Yeah. Okay, so business website. Okay. So we're going to have to purchase a domain. I wonder if they just have jeffreywise.com available or if that leads to that seller of the clothing brand. Let me see. No, that's available. Okay. So 23-year-old domain. Looks like it has like a surfboard, like it was previously owned by somebody, like a surfboard logo. It's kind of interesting.
Hmm.
But it says it's available. If there's any issue with it, maybe we'll go with jeffreywiseGA.com, but I'm going to try to get that domain for you. Do you have photos or like logos of work that you photos of work that you've done in the past or a company logo you want to use?
I have photos of past work, at least some. Not as many like before and afters, because it's usually, oh, I'm proud of this, let me take a picture.
Once it's already done, it's already just the afters. Yeah. Okay. Send over what you have, and then, you know, we'll be able to help you with getting the portfolio set up with photos. And then if you have a logo, definitely send that over. If not, I can request help from our graphic designers here, and we could send over some handyman logos that we have available. And then you can kind of pick through them, and we could color scheme it and get that going for the website.
Okay, and that's included in the monthly rate?
No extra charge. So you're not going to get any surprises. That $299 is all you're paying for the entire month of service. Everything else is included. The website, the development of your site, the development of your logo if you need it, it's all included. So you're not going to get any extra charges.
Okay, and who retains the rights of the logo?
Well, you would. We'd end up trademarking it with your domain. But what would happen if you did end up canceling at some point in the future, they're going to request the cost that we implemented into your URL in order for you to keep that site. So it's a $99 buyout for your domain name.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very reasonable.
That's if you cancel. You're not going to cancel.
Right.
Saying,
no, hey, it doesn't sound like it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just saying, like, worst case scenario, just so you know, like, full disclosure. That way it's not a surprise to you if it happens later. Like, I don't want it to come across as I didn't, or I'm hiding something from you. So it's a $99 buyout. You could keep that domain, and then we would part ways if you cancel. While you're using us, it's all included in the Platinum Package service that you're getting.
Okay.
Okay. And then I sent over an email address to you to send in those photos. So it's just photos@localsplash.com. If you're having any trouble with it, just feel free to call back in at any time. I can walk you through it. It's pretty easy. I also can send over this YouTube video that'll show you how to send over photos. But it doesn't sound like you're an old guy. So I think you got it. Okay. So that's confirmed. Okay. And then what are your hours of operation for the business, and how do you want them displayed?
It varies. I mean, I guess the main stipulation is never Tuesdays, but somewhere between, I guess, where someone could call me is anywhere between 8 a.m. and 6:30 p.m.
Okay, and that would just be Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or what about the weekends?
And Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, so basically any day but Tuesday. Tuesday is just a no-go.
Right. Yeah, I take days off as I have to work them into my calendar like 2 weeks in advance.
Right. Yeah, I get that part. I'm a business owner. I've managed this company. I've been doing this almost 10 years now. Got two little ones at home. It just it's never ending. Every day I get home and I get to hear, what did you guys break today? What did you destroy? What did you get into? My youngest one's been coloring the walls, so I've been Amazoning Mr. Clean Magic Eraser for the past like 2 weeks, and he just won't seem to.
Oh, fun. Go with melamine foam sponges in bulk. They're pretty much the same product, but like.
Spell it again?
A tenth the cost. Melamine, M-E-L-A-M-I-N-E, foam.
Oh, I found it.
Yeah, you can get like a box of 100 for like $13.
Oh yeah, 100 pieces for what? They have it for $5.49 on Amazon.
Yeah, just make sure they're the right size. They don't last quite as long, but I mean, quantity there is just it's worth it, because they don't last that long anyway. They rub through them so fast.
It's like 5 cents each, though. It's saying. The breakdown
versus what, like $1.50 each for
yeah no kidding Yeah, they've been like $20 for some of these ones that I've been getting, because the paint is different in the bathroom than we have in the kitchen. And so it's just, it's weird. I don't want to, one of them I started using in the bathroom, and it started rubbing the paint off the wall. So it was going deeper than just the crayon. But yeah, he's been killing me. Thank you. That's actually a good tip. It has 100 pieces right here. It says $549, $799 with delivery. So send those over.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not one of those parents who's too fond on spanking their kids. I used to get spanked a lot when I was a kid, but I feel like he's going to need it before he stops.
So, I understand. I was as well when I was a kid, and I honestly think it helped because I remember stopping what I was doing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the fear kicks in, but then I also kind of resented my parents, and, you know, I was like, I don't want them to look at me as the bad guy. It's very easy for the dad to be the bad guy. And what my lady does, every time something bad happens, she saves it until I get off work. So I'm like the disciplinarian, and, you know, yeah, it's kind of driving a wedge. I'm like, why don't you smack him on his hand while it's happening?
Yeah, it's that walking that line of fear versus respect, because you need to stay on the respect side, but where is that line?
They will test it, and it's like a lot of the stuff that, you know, you look away and they just go do it anyway, so.
Kids will be kids. Yep, I know it's cliche, but so true.
Yeah, I just try to give them room to be what they want to be, and I just hope that they still come around when I'm old and gray.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have your hours set. It does ask on here, the last question for the profile setup, what types of payments are you able to accept from your clients, and do you offer financing for larger jobs? I should say like split payments, because that's more like for the general contractors, but is there any kind of like a split payment, maybe half up front, half when it's finished?
I usually don't ask for any up front, just in case I have to return supplies or anything else. It's just easier on my calculations. So, but I will do payment plans for larger things where people can split it up over two or three if it's over a certain amount.
Okay.
But that's case by case more than a general policy.
Yeah, I mean, if you invest in supplies, and, you know, you'd rather it come out of them, because what if you invest $100 or $200 into supplies, and then they back out, like, midway through a job, you know, then you're basically eating supply costs. So that's something to be mindful of. That's why a lot of my guys, they say, hey, we can offer half up front if it's a large job. That way you're paying for the supplies. If you back out, that falls on you, you know.
Right, right. I mean, I have very few jobs that end up being more than a couple $100 in supplies.
Okay.
Up front. I mean, like, occasionally doing, like, deck repairs, it may end up being, like, $300 to $700 up front, but...
Right.
Or, you know, I'm fronting them, but, I don't know, it depends, because there's...
Here, I could just leave that blank,
just having fun policy.
On a case-by-case scenario, you know? I could just put in here, like, accepts cash, check, and card?
As well as Venmo, Zelle, and PayPal.
Okay, and if you have a business,
leave off PayPal.
Oh, you want to leave it off? I was going to say, if you have a business,
yeah,
PayPal, we could hook it up to the site, but I know that they do have those percentages they charge.
Right.
Okay. So cash, check, card, Venmo, and Zelle for now.
And is there credit card processing y'all offer through the site, or that's still purely on whichever credit processor I choose?
Yeah, it would.
Like, y'all have
both
invoicing software or anything?
No, we could do it through PayPal. That's what it is. So if you have a PayPal business account, we can attach it to your site. So that way the customer can just go onto your site and then pay that way.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've been using just Square since it's easy, but
yeah, we just don't have an agreement with them, so we don't list them on our business owners' websites. You know, otherwise we would try to get an agreement where you could get a deal on like the percentages. But like the PayPal accounts are business accounts, so they give you a lot better percentage than if you're doing like a civilian to civilian transaction.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So just something to keep in mind, maybe for the future. You know, like I said, you're going to grow. There's a lot of things that are going to change moving throughout the year as we do this. So, you know, the more clients you get, the more these scenarios will start popping up, and you continue to kind of fine-tune things as we go.
Okay. So what else do you need from me before we get off the phone? Do you need credit card information, I assume?
Yep. So just payment method and then a time for your client interview.
Okay. And then with the client interview, is that really just details about what I do and don't do? And
yeah, so they'll have keyword recommendations based off what's been searched the most, so that way we get your phone ringing right away. But they, you have final say on what you're listed for, so they're just going to basically interview you, pick your brain on that, pick your brain on the service area. If there's areas that you don't want to go to, you know, we customize it, and then, of course, getting started on the website. So we'll come up with like a rough draft on the site, and then we'll send that over to you. And then you can, if there's revisions or any changes you want to make, you can just request those, and we'll make them as we go until the site looks how you want it to look.
Okay, that all sounds great.
Usually
so yeah,
about a 30-minute client interview, but we ask for an hour window to complete it.
Okay, so that I'd be available today, starting at I believe 4 p.m. Eastern.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard.
I guess let's say 4:30 to be safe.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. So let's make sure, because it looks like that slot's actually full. They're a bit more booked than I thought. Are you going to be available?
What do they have today?
Well, today, yeah, it actually looks like they're, I have a 5 and 6 o'clock Eastern Standard available.
Go and do a 5 o'clock.
You think that'll work?
Oh, yeah, that'll definitely work. I just have a garbage disposal to replace, and then I'll be done for the day.
Okay. So I'm going to send a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then we'll also text you 1 hour before, just to make sure that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know, and I could reschedule it for a better time tomorrow, but let's try to get that knocked out right away.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds better than... Yeah, this all sounds better than a sales rep from Angie breathing down my neck and following everything for however long.
Yeah, everything's integrated with Gmail. Same thing with, like, with our tracking system, so it's really user-friendly. And then there's an account dashboard. We send you a YouTube video, shows you how to use it. So a lot of the time moving forward, you know, the stuff and the revisions, you'll be able to make those just from your cell phone as you're going, you know. So it'll be nice. Nice change of pace for you.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds nice. All righty. And then whenever you're ready to take my credit card info down, I can give that to you.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
All right. It's a Visa, and it's 4147.
4-1-4-7-4-0-0-2.
Oh, 4-0-0-2. 6-0-4-0.
6-0-4-0.
7-8-2-8.
7-8-2-8. Okay, expiration month and year.
12-26.
12-26. And then 3-digit code on the back.
9-3-8.
9-3-8. Okay, I'm going to get real formal on you because we're trying to speed up here. Try to get you off the line. Okay, so this is a voice verification. It's going to outline the service agreement. I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt right now. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with or understand, just stop me, okay?
All right.
All right. If you're on a recorded line, it says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner. Says to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you state the name of your business?
Jeffrey Weiss.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Jeffrey Weiss, an owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So just disclosure. You just got to let us know about it. Want to make sure that you're not paying for something that you don't already have or duplicating any of the listings that we've created for you. Okay?
Right.
All right. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is February 16, 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the .com for you at no additional charge, and I have waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 16th day, but it'll remain in the discounted pricing structure of $299 indefinitely or as long as you are with us. It states that you may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time because you are not binded to a contract. If you are going to discontinue, we ask that you contact us before the next billing is due so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
I agree.
All right. So you should have received a welcome text message there. It will say, Jeffrey Wise, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Did you get that? No worries.
Yep, my God.
Okay, so where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that, you'll find a full outline of the agreement in writing. So it's got all your products and features from the Platinum package there in black and white. It'll have the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. You got to certify that you're an authorized user on the billing of the account by checking the box and then signing your first and last name at the bottom. A hard copy of this has been forwarded to your email with your invoice receipt. And then once you sign off on that, we're good to go until 5 and 6 this afternoon.
All right. And then it wants me to make a username and password.
Yep. So at the end of your client interview this afternoon between 5 and 6, you're going to get an email with the username, the password, and a YouTube video to show you how to use the tracking system. The tracking system is going to appear blank until we got your PIN verification and have you listed. So, but at least that way you know how to use it. Once everything's up and running, you can log in there daily, see all the leads, clicks, calls that we're getting for you. If you miss calls, you can go into that pipeline and trickle back with them when you're available. So that way maybe we can leave Tuesday open and then it just kind of funnels to the pipeline and then you can circle back with them Wednesday morning.
I'm sorry, I just zoned out for a second. Do you mind repeating like one or two sentences back?
Yeah, no, I was saying, like, if you want to, like, later on down the line, leave your Tuesdays open, and that way it'll kind of still catch those leads, and then you can go into your tracking system and follow up with them Wednesday morning. That's just a future conversation thing. for the account dashboard, though, they're going to give you the UN and password at the end of your client interview, and there's a YouTube video to watch that'll show you how to use it.
All righty.
Okay, and then if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I'm just a phone call away, so no questions or dumb questions. Just feel free to chime in. I want to make sure everything's working for you and that we're putting ourselves in position to have a long-term business relationship.
Sounds good. I mean, from everything you said, this all does sound mutually beneficial, so yeah, I look forward to working with you.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you get back to your day. I feel like I took up a lot more of your time than you asked for at the beginning of the call. But hopefully that didn't hinder any of your plans for the day. But enjoy yourself, and then we'll circle back with you this afternoon between 5 and 6 for that client interview.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Jeffrey. I'm looking forward to working with you.
Likewise. All right. Have a good
one. All right. Bye-bye. Bye.